We now have some farming and animal stories. Farmers say they need a flaming June to rescue this year's harvest. So far, they haven't got it. And farmers are being asked if they would pose nude for an epic sculpture. Again, it's not quite the weather for it. It is, however, fine weather for ducks, and some of them went to school. And we finish this section with two cattails, a campus puss and a costly cat. Here is Robin with the news from the farms.
Norfolk farmers desperately need a flaming June of bright sunshine to rescue this summer's harvest after a soggy start to the year, said crop experts. The impact of challenging weather was among the discussion topics as farming firm Frontier held its annual open day at Honingham Thorpe Farms outside Norwich. Farmers compared crop trials and explored ways to optimise farm production, resilience and sustainability through measures such as variety choice, biostimulants and data analysis. They also discussed solutions to seasonal issues after an exceptionally wet winter and spring. Delayed plantings and poor growing conditions have already affected this summer's potential yields. Frontier agronomist Rob Norman said, "Despite one of the hardest springs we've had in a long time, there is still the possibility of an okay harvest, but only if the weather improves in the next month. The thing we're really concerned about at the moment is sunlight," he said. "We need something called a flaming June. Lots of sunlight, lots of heat."
East Anglia's farmers have a chance to be immortalised in a new sculpture, if they're brave enough to get their kit off for some nude modelling. Volunteers are needed for life drawing sessions, which will help inspire a major new artwork at the Sainsbury Centre at the University of East Anglia. Artist Ivan Morrison plans to create a sculpture inspired by the region's harvests, which symbolises the ongoing cycle of life and decay inherent in both art and agriculture. And a key part of this concept is the body of the people who work the land. The life drawing sessions with the Turkish-born artist will be held at Norwich University of the Arts and the Sainsbury Centre on July the 10th and the 11th. The models will be asked to hold a pose for 40 minutes and there will be breaks of 20 minutes. After 5 months, on display in the Sainsbury Centre's Sculpture Park, they will be moved to the Orleans House Gallery in London next year.
One school had some surprise guests when a flock of ducklings became its latest students. The birds were seen bright and early, waddling through Wyndham College's hallways shortly before pupils began arriving. The 11 feathered students and their mum were first spotted by one of Mr. Moon's class, and it came to the teacher's attention after a yell from the corridor. The flock didn't decide to stay around for first period, leaving before the majority of pupils arrived.
Thousands of pounds have been raised for a poorly cat who's made a university campus his second home. Sylvester the cat has touched the lives of thousands of students since he received a warm welcome as the unofficial campus feline at the University of East Anglia. But many people grew concerned recently when he hadn't been spotted for several days. After getting in touch with the campus celebrity's family, students discovered Sylvester had fallen extremely unwell. The adored cat, who has more than 5,000 followers on his Facebook page, run by owner Emily Burkett, is suffering from a heart infection with fluid retention around his organs. He's been in and out of the vets who were worried about his ability to fight off any potential infection. Amy Marshall has decided to set up an online fundraiser that now sits at more than £3,500 and has seen 300 people donate, Miss Marshall has said that once the fundraiser exceeds the cost of the veterinary care, the rest of the proceeds will go to the same charity.
Even at a time of raging inflation, they are eye-watering numbers. A cat who ate a 5p piece had to have surgery costing its owner £3,000. Millie Farrow from Norwich could not understand why her pet ginger tabby Pumpkin had stopped eating several weeks ago. "I know how dangerous it can be for cats to stop eating, and I don't want his organs to start shutting down," Millie said. He was ill for weeks and sleeping all the time. Millie booked Pumpkin in for an emergency appointment with the vet, where he underwent blood tests and an X-ray. She was then shocked to find that the moggy had eaten a 5p piece, which was stuck in his stomach. The worried woman does not know how Pumpkin ate the coin, but blessed his heart and hoped there were no complications when it was removed in an operation. But now Millie is struggling to find the nearly £3,000 for the vet bill and has set up a crowdfunding campaign to help raise the cash. "I've tried my absolute best to scrape together everything I possibly can," she said. "I hate asking for help, but he is my baby boy. It has been a hard few weeks. £470 has so far been raised of a £3,000 target."